Welcome to Community Convos, a podcast and radio program from LCC Connect, with conversations about what's happening in Lansing and around mid-Michigan. Hey, this is Dedalian back on the convo once again, and joining me in the studio today is Tina Nguyen. She is the marketing and membership manager for Fenner Nature Center, that of course being located on East Mount Hope and Aurelius in Lansing. Fenner is an educational environmental center with 134 acres of green space available to explore. I did not know it was that much, but yeah.
Yeah, there's over 4 miles of trails to explore, and it's just so fantastic if you get a chance to go out there to really see all of the animals out at specific times of the day. I think it's just a really unique place.
Open year-round too, right?
Yes, it is open year-round. Most of the year, we have public programs. We have summer camps that are 8 weeks long. We even have a nature preschool down the street.
Very cool. Well, we're already diving right into Fenner, but I want you to take a little bit of time. Introduce yourself. Tell us exactly what it is that you do at Fenner, and how long have you been there, and how you became involved?
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Tina. I am the marketing and membership manager at Fenner Nature Center. I have been at Fenner Nature Center for a wee 2 years, but it's felt like a really long time, and I've learned so much. I work with an incredible group of educators and people who care deeply about connecting people to nature through conservation, education, and stewardship. And I really got involved because I care so deeply about storytelling. That's really, you could probably tell from the conversations we've had already, I care so deeply about the community and really getting people involved in all of the amazing things happening in Lansing. And I just so happened to place myself at Fenner.
Right. Yeah. Tina and I did quite a bit of chatting ahead of time, even before we even got on mic here. And you've been an absolute pleasure to talk to, but we of course want to talk specifically about the Maple Syrup Festival. It's going to be taking place March 21st and 22nd this year. For someone who's never been to it before, what can they expect?
Great question. So this festival has had so many different versions of it, but we have celebrated the Maple Syrup Festival at Fenner for over 50 years now. That's over 5 decades of environmental education.
Wow.
And I think that every year, there's a little different activities. There's different celebrations. You know, we have like maple cream demonstrations at the last one, which I don't think was at the ones before that. But it's an incredible way for people to come out and get to know the space, whether or not they are very connected to nature or not. I think there's a little bit of something for everyone. Sometimes people ask me, how do people connect to nature there? And my answer to that is, it's different. It's different for everyone. Come out and see what works, what they connect with most. There's so many different ways, but a lot of people don't realize that Fenner Nature Center is a free and public accessible green space for them in the heart of Lansing.
It's a very cool place to visit, and I try to get there almost every summer for sure. Winter, occasionally I'll get out there. Fall, definitely, it's because it's gorgeous at that time of the year. Mm-hmm. But the Maple Syrup Festival, of course, a unique event in that it would probably only happen around this time of the year. Am I correct?
That's right. I mean, that's a great thing that you brought up, because it's kind of towards the end of winter and kind of starting the beginning of spring, and that's the perfect time for sap to flow.
Okay.
So this is just a great opportunity if people love maple syrup or want to know more about maple syrup to see how it's produced, how it's collected, and really see like firsthand, like hands-on doing everything. They can even tap the trees themselves, learn about the traditional sugaring methods. Even I didn't know so much about it before I started working at Fenner. So I would highly recommend going out and just checking it out. We have like all-you-can-eat pancakes, and then we have so many different themed treats.
When people come out to the festival, do you feel like they're there mostly for the experience of learning something new, like you just talked about? Or does it seem to be more like a family tradition for some people?
I think it's a little bit of both. There are people who have showed me pictures of them at our festivals, like the first, you know, like very early years all the way to now. It's such a fun tradition for them. I think Fenner is a a safe and like a happy place for a lot of families who have told me all of their stories. I learned through them, really.
Yeah.
And then there are people who want to try some maple cream. They want to try maple cotton candy, my personal favorite, maple root beer. There's so many fun themed treats there. And hey, you can't really say no to all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Yeah, no. I'm pancakes. I'm all about it. Yeah, it sounds delicious. And I honestly have never tried maple root beer, so I'd be curious to try that myself.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is partly a learning experience for people. And I know you've only been there at Fenner like for a short time, but did you ever kind of go through it and you see like a kid's face where like they kind of got what was happening and they go, oh, neat.
Yes, actually, I had a moment last year when I was teaching in the Maple Grove. And what's cool is that it kept happening. So, you know, like you're really getting a connection there.
Yeah.
And I was asking people a simple question. I was standing next to the bucket where the tree is tapped. And I asked them, do you know what maple sap looks like? And I will ask you, Dedalion, do you know how much percentage of sugar is in maple sap?
I do not. If I had to take a guess, I will say 80%.
Lower.
Really? 30.
Lower.
Seriously, 10%.
Lower.
3%.
So there's 2%. You're very close.
2%? Really?
2% sugar in maple sap.
Really?
Yeah, and 98% of it is water. So when I opened the lid of the bucket, people were like, oh, like, you know, like the expressions on their face, the way that they responded was really a connection point for me, because people don't realize that maple sap looks just like water.
Yeah.
And so what's incredible about the Maple Syrup Festival and what's so special about maple syrup is that it is a very time consuming process and a very long and respected process to like boil that sap into maple syrup. It takes anywhere, it really depends on how much sap you have, but anywhere between 8 to 20 hours just to boil it down to that consistency of syrup.
Okay.
And when people taste, I've had them actually taste it, and I'm like, what does it taste like?
And when you're saying that, tasting that directly from the tree?
Yeah, so it will drip from the spiral.
Yeah.
It tastes like water, but if you've had coconut water, it kind of has a little hint of sweetness, but just very, very like, yeah, it's very subtle. So when we're talking about turning sap into syrup, which is called the sugaring process, this is what the festival is all about, you know? Like there's so many reasons people come out, but when people get the chance to really see how food gets to their table and the long process that it takes, then they really appreciate it just that much more. So I loved seeing everyone's faces and them seeing like, wow, that's what sap looks like. It's just a bucket of water.
Right.
I loved getting a chance. And then also there's actually very strict legal guidelines on what is considered maple syrup.
Yeah.
So it's around 66% sugar level until it's considered maple syrup.
Okay.
Yep. So it's all these interesting facts about maple syrup that I wouldn't have known before I started.
Now, do you happen to know why it goes from the watery look from the tree to, you know, more of a brown vibe, I guess, when it comes out of your bottle of syrup that you might purchase at the store?
Yeah, that's such a good question.
Do you happen
to? Scientifically, I personally need to learn more about that.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance, but I do know that they're really specific about that. They use like an actual tool to check the density to make sure that it does match exactly around 66%. Otherwise, it's not considered maple syrup. And some people are really serious about that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, you're the marketing and membership manager. So from your perspective, what's something that a lot of folks wouldn't know about making a weekend like this work?
Oh, boy. So we're a nonprofit, and we have a small team. People don't realize that we rely a lot on our volunteers who are really great people who come out and invest their time into giving back to the community, take the time out of their day to come out and make these festivals possible. But not only that, the Maple Syrup Festival, even though it's in March, we start planning for that months and months beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, it could be anywhere between December to January. We're already thinking about it. So when every single person comes out, you know, it means so much to us, whether they are there for just pancakes or they're going on a walk on the trails, they're getting a jar of maple syrup to support our mission. I think that I would want people to know, no matter what they're coming out there for, it means so much when they come out. It makes everything we do worth it.
Yeah, very good. You probably have repeat volunteers each and every year. What do you think makes them come back for something like this?
Gosh, I would hope that they're just enjoying spending time there. We take it very seriously. All of our volunteers mean so much to us. We have an incredible volunteer and stewardship coordinator who really personalizes his communication with every single volunteer, make sure they feel welcome to the space and comfortable with whatever they're doing. But I think what differentiates us really is that we make sure that every volunteer who comes out, whatever they're helping us with, they want to do it.
Yeah.
So we're not just placing them anywhere. We ask them, what do you want to do? What are your interests? And that could be anything from helping us with like the native plant garden, like, you know, in other parts of the year, to managing invasive species during our stewardship day series. So the volunteers are really the heart of the festival. It would not be possible without them.
Yeah, anything like this. Yeah. Are you still in need of volunteers at this point?
Absolutely.
How would somebody get involved if they wanted to do that?
Visit us at mynaturecenter.org. There should be a volunteer portal there if you want to help us out at the Maple Syrup Festival. And if you're just interested in volunteering in general, whether if you're a student or interested just to come out on the weekends, there is an opportunity for you. There's different things to do all year round.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. I did want to ask you about, and I am forgetting the name of the ones that do the pancakes.
Yes, Chris Cakes.
Because this looked pretty awesome. I saw a video of this. Mm-hmm. Is it that energetic?
Yes. I said it does live up to the videos and the content you see. I think it's even more energetic in person. Chris Cakes has actually been our pancake fundraiser partner for quite a few years now. And
it's like pancake acrobatics almost.
Yes, they are Guinness World Record pancake flippers. So they've been known to flip the most pancakes in an hour. But what's so cool about it is their aim is actually freakishly good in a good way. You could be standing across the room with your plate and they would be able to flip it onto your plate like perfectly.
It is awesome.
I think the kids, even the adults, love that. It's not just getting pancakes, you're actually getting an experience where you have to catch your pancakes. So I think that
I saw a couple of folks miss that too. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you get a sample of the real maple syrup too as a part of the pancakes.
Okay, so you got the pancake breakfast, the tapping of the trees. What are some of the other things that we can expect?
We have animal encounters every year. So inside the visitor center, you get to meet some of our animal ambassadors who teach us so much about habitats and environmental education. And then we also have vendors, local artisans who are out. So if you want to support your local community, come on out. And in the Davis Nature Pavilion, right across from the visitor center, we will have maple syrup sales. And so that means you can buy your own maple cream or try maple tea, maple candy, and even granulated sugar, like maple sugar that people sprinkle into like their pancake mix instead of using maple syrup. There's so many things that you can try out, but those donations go back into supporting all the work we do year round with the kids and the local community.
Is a donation required just to kind of walk in and kind of look around?
No, it is not. So the admission is free, parking is free. Mm-hmm. There is a suggested $5 donation, completely optional, but helps us if you want to support us or make a donation that day. And of course, there's opportunities to donate in other ways, like throughout the festival, if you don't want to do it right up front, right there and then there.
Yeah. And of course, that kind of helps Fenner overall for everything that you guys do for our community and here in the area. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this event with you.
You're welcome. Tina Nguyen, she is the marketing and membership manager for Fenner Nature Center, stopping by to talk about the Maple Syrup Festival. Again, it's taking place March 21st, 22nd at Fenner Nature Center. If you want to find out more information, visit mynaturecenter.org. And again, thanks for joining me on the convo.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank Sarah Pierce from 517 Living for her assistance with this episode. To find out about Mid-Michigan events or list your own event, you can always stop by the website, 517living.com. You've been listening to Community Combos, a podcast from LCC Connect. Listen to this episode and others at lccconnect.com or wherever you get your podcasts. If you or someone you know would like to feature an event on Community Combos, email us lcc-connect@lcc.edu. And thanks for joining the combo.